USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Atlanta delivering a huge speech on voting rights. Former NAACP president of Georgia, James Woodall, saying, quote, "We don't need any more speeches. We don't need any more platitudes," close quote. Woodall and voting rights advocate Stacey Abrams skipping Biden's speech. This as Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensperger is speaking out against a federal takeover of elections.
The Democrats' legislative proposals would eliminate voter ID. Under their proposals, anyone could vote by simply signing a paper at the polling site saying they are who they claim to be.
Republicans and Democratic senators are grilling the White House COVID response team over the lack of home tests. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, among others, appearing before a Democratic-led Senate committee. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Schools in session once again in Chicago.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avengio saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democrats are trying to adjust the Senate filibuster to pass election reform legislation. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says the filibuster forces senators to negotiate with each other on a bill that is bipartisan.
One of the most important things about the 60-vote bipartisan requirement is that it forces us to do something that doesn't come natural, but which I think the American people benefit from immensely by providing, by passing laws that will stand the test of time and enjoy broad support.
As the United States continues to deal with inflation, a brand new AP poll shows that voters are most concerned about the economy going into the midterm elections later this year. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the struggle is real in his state.
I have parents that, you know, are saying, oh, do I put gas in the car? Do I put food on the table? I have more people that they're working in food banks that say people are coming in because they can't afford food. We see rent just going up like crazy. Electricity prices are up.
ESPN is reporting Major League Baseball will meet with the Players Association on Thursday as they try to end a lockout. The report says the league approached the union to set up the gathering. It comes as spring training is set to start in late February, with the regular season beginning in late March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.